Outcome 1.4 says, explain why the death and resurrection of Jesus is so important. Our Bible reading is Matthew 27:32-28:15. There are many useful resources which you can use for this outcome. A good summary to the first question is found on the blueletterbible.org website, where Don Stewart says the following: Jesus was the Lamb of God. At his baptism, when John the Baptist saw Jesus coming, he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." John 1:29. Jesus had come into the world for the purpose of dying on the cross. His death accomplished several things. Secondly, Jesus paid the penalty for sin. The death of Christ was the payment for sin, the ransom paid to God to satisfy his holy demands. The Bible pictures humans as sinners who had rebelled against God. Christ's death on the cross paid the penalty for the sin of humankind. Jesus died in our place as our substitute, receiving the punishment that was due us. The Bible says, Jesus Christ was delivered up because of our offenses and was raised because of our justification. Romans 4:25. The writer to the Hebrews declared in 9:28, "So Christ was offered once to bear the sins of many." Paul wrote, "For what I received I passed on to you as of first importance, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures." 1 Corinthians 15:3. Because of Christ's death, believers will not have to suffer eternally for their sins. The penalty that Jesus paid for sin was not only for the human race, it was also for everything in the universe that had been marred by sin. Romans 8:21 reminds us, "Because the creation itself also will be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God." The demands of a holy God were satisfied by Jesus' death on the cross. Next, his death brought about redemption for humanity. As we study the life of Christ, we often come into contact with the term redemption. The word redeem means to purchase. When Christ died for our sins, he paid the price for them with his own blood. Peter wrote in 1 Peter 1:18 and 19, "Knowing that you were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver or gold from your aimless conduct received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot." Next, the Bible also speaks of Christ redeeming us from the curse of the law. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us, according to Galatians 3:13. Now we turn to the resurrection. Go to the website and click on useful links. And there, click on each of the links for this outcome. They will give you all you need to teach this part of the outcome.